You're listening to The Hit List and I'm joined by Joel Corry. Hello.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm on tour in America right now, but I'm back in London for a couple of days. So yeah, it's good to be home, but I'm heading back off to the States tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh, it is literally like a whistle stop visit. How's the jet lag? Is it basically you're here for so little time, it hasn't sunk in yet?
Honestly, it's so weird because I'm back and forth all the time now. I'm kind of just like used to it. Mm. But it hits you at different times of the day.
Yeah.
It just catches you by surprise. You suddenly like feel like you just want to shut down and go to sleep. But yeah, it's nothing a coffee can't sort out.
How many coffees are you on now?
Don't ask, honestly. I've got the coffees going, I've got the monsters going. I'm like, I'm turning to a caffeine addict over it.
So your song with Tom Grennan, Lionheart, came out on Friday. Such a good track. So awesome to see you two come together. Like, as soon as I saw that you guys were releasing a song together, I was like, that's going to be good, isn't it? There's no way that they're going to release a bad song.
Thank you so much.
How did that come about? Like, who called who?
Well, obviously, like me and Tom, I was a big fan of Tom and I was following his journey for years and he's top of the game. He's absolutely killing it. And we crossed paths together at a concert that we were both playing at. And we just got chatting backstage and we were like, we need to get in the studio and get one off together. Mm. So literally a couple of weeks later, we was in the studio and we was recording Lionheart. And as soon as Tom laid down those vocals, everyone in the room just knew like something special was happening. And we both loved this record. And this was like a year ago. So I worked on it for like a whole year with him really hard to get it perfect. And finally felt like the right time to drop this tune. And I'm so happy with the reaction to it. And for me, it's like a bit of a step in a new direction for a record as well.
Yeah.
This is probably the biggest record I've ever produced, as in that it's very anthemic. Like the whole drop is instrumental. It's more of a big festival stadium feeling record, which is the sort of tune that I've been wanting to make and put out for a while now, because I've been on tour this year. I'm playing a lot of festivals, a lot of main stages around the world, and I wanted that big sort of anthem record, and Lionheart definitely ticks that box.
Yeah, it is so big. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Faithless, like when it drops, like such a big sound. You said that you've just come from, you're like in the middle of touring America now, and I saw on socials that you played it for a crowd for the first time recently. Yeah. How was it? How did they react?
Yeah, that was insane. I played it in San Francisco. I was supporting Zed on his show.
Nice.
And there was like 8,000 people there or something, and it went off, and we had like a huge stage, big production, big visuals, and the crowd was so hyped up. And I always feel a bit nervous like playing records for the first time, especially to a crowd that had never heard it before. And obviously I was in America as well, so I'm kind of new to them out there too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It kind of made it even a bit more like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go down, but it proper went off. And straight away, I just knew, right, this is perfect now. It's ready to release.
I think it's going to be very popular at the Christmas parties this winter. It's almost like you left, like, it's like people are going to be like, I need to go back to Ibiza now because I need to dance to this song now. So did it just like fall out of you guys when you had that studio time together? Was it like quite organic, or did you come in with ideas?
Really organic. And me and Tom like clicked instantly. He just feels like one of my mates from school. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how we're just like brothers, we're boys. And it's so easy to work with someone when there's that sort of vibe. There's no barriers up at all. We're just so chill to each other. And we both wanted to make this record. You know, it was a record, you know, he wanted to make a big sort of dance anthem as well. And I was looking for that record. And like I said, you know, Lionheart just ticked those boxes. And as soon as we got going with it, he loved it. I loved it. Obviously, his vocal was amazing. And once the track started to come to fruition and started to, you know, get produced and see that vision of it, we both knew it was the one for us.
Was it just kind of like accident that you've created a song that's called Lionheart, like just before the World Cup?
Well, you know, I did mention that we were timing this one perfectly. Now you know why I waited a little bit.
Yeah, because I did hear it and I was like, yep, that's going to be the World Cup song this year, isn't it?
That would be so cool, though, honestly. That'd be so cool. And, you know, I'm actually so excited for the World Cup as well, because I finished my US tour end of November, just as the World Cup kicks off.
Mm.
And I've booked all of December off touring. And I've been on tour since February. Like, I've hardly been home. So I can't wait just to get on the sofa, put the footy on, get my mates around, get some beers in, a couple of pizzas. Like that thought right now is getting me through this final stretch of touring.
That's amazing. Tom's obviously like a huge football fan as well. So do you think you'll watch some of it together?
Oh yeah, we already got some like performances lined up to DJ and perform at some like fan zone games, you know, where like you watch the match.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So we're going to be together for probably most of the England games doing that. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. Like I think, you know, we need a banger. Like Three Lions on a Shirt is always going to have a special place in everyone's heart, but we need a classic 2022 banger to get us through this year.
We do. Well, here it is. It's here right for you.
You're welcome. Do you think it's coming home?
Of course, man. That's the mindset you got to have. Like, you've always got to believe. Always got to have faith, man.
Going to manifest it. Is there going to be a music video on the way? And does it involve the bungee jump or is that just for fun?
Right. So we've got a music video coming out this Friday. And let me tell you right now, this is the craziest music video I've ever been a part of. And imagine me and Tom on an assault course going head to head, Tough Mudder style, in the pouring rain. There's going to be one winner and you're going to have to wait till Friday to see who wins.
Oh, what a pitch. I'm so excited because I saw the video of you guys doing the bungee jump together before the song came out. And I was like, this would be just a really good YouTube series, like Joel Corry and Tom Grennan just go and do different like adrenaline junkie stuff.
Yeah. Watch Joel Corry getting scared and going through difficult challenges in pain and fear. Everyone will love watching that.
You said that this record is going to be a new direction for you. So is there already stuff in the works that you can talk about?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, new direction wise, like I mentioned, this record, you know, it's my first record that's got like a full instrumental drop and a huge sort of vocal in the build. And it's structured differently to my previous records. And this is a sort of direction I want to step in to have those big stadium anthems. And like I said, I'm on tour now. We're past COVID. I'm playing at festivals all around the world now. And I want those records that when you play on a main stage, you know,
it just goes off.
Just goes off, you know. So, like, definitely going forward, I want to kind of like move into that sort of lane and just explore that. And I'm excited, man. 2023 is going to be a massive year, and I'm already ready for it.
Oh well, I can't wait either. Like, if Lionheart is a taste of what's to come, I am so excited. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play your song now on KMFM. Can you introduce it?
Yeah, of course. Hey, this is Joel Corry, and right now you're listening to KMFM, and this is my brand new single, Lionheart, with Tom Grennan.